Phone hacks. Ring-a-ding-ding, you got the kinks. Welcome to another episode of the Phone Hacks Podcast with me, Mike Goldstein, and the deep to my homelander.
Oh, the deep.
Capper. Yeah.
The fish man. Yeah, I haven't had sex with an octopus yet.
Not yet.
But I'm not going to rule it out.
Yeah, you know? It's only a matter of time, right?
Man, there is some great character writing there because he is a frustrating character to watch.
What, the deep?
Yeah, the deep.
Yeah.
Like, so frustrating.
Because
he's just so, his finger's not on the pulse at all.
Yeah.
Just keeps fucking it up.
He's a cuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought it was perfect, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And anyway, speaking of cucks, we've got number one cuck in the house.
Yeah.
We've got Mr. Dan Rosario. Thanks for coming in, mate.
Howdy, fellas. How are you?
Yes.
First episode
was killer.
It was good.
One of the best.
I'm really hoping you could top it with the Hannah Gatsby thing. That was.
Yeah. Oh, that was right. So that was your hack. You said you were supporting Hannah Gatsby,
and it got everyone. Got everyone. See, people still come to me and say, "Hey, bro, how was the gig?" And I was like, "Didn't happen." And they're like, "I thought it was a bit weird."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever do a post saying this was all bullshit, or you just let it ride?
I felt too bad to make a post. I just put on my story.
Yeah.
And some people were like, "What?"
Yeah.
But I felt really bad about it because it really affected people.
Yeah.
Really. What do you mean, though? How does it actually affect people?
Because I think with me, like, when I started posting, I had like 800 followers, and now I've got 10K.
Yeah.
So I find that. If I post a photo of me looking like this, people don't give a fuck. But if I post like I've achieved something, people really like, oh, good for you, man. Like, they really get behind me kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I feel like they really got behind me and they really believed. Like they are so proud. I was getting like proud of you vibes. So
yeah.
I felt so bad telling him. And I went along. I was like, oh, thanks, brother. I worked hard. And then when like a week later when the pod dropped, I just feel bad.
I think I was pretty proud of that one because I was doing a gig with Dan Connell a couple days later or something, and he was like, "Man, did you see Dan Rosario is supporting Hannah Gatsby?" And I'm like, "Yeah, dude, pretty wild. It's almost like it was made up for a podcast." And he was like, "Fuck you, fuckers." Yeah. So when comics who've been on are falling for shit, then we've landed something good.
Oh man, my partner fell for one a few weeks ago. She's like, "Did you see this or whatever?"
Which one?
Oh, I forget what it was.
Right.
Oliver Clark.
Ah,
John Mayer.
The John Mayer.
What was
one.
The John Mayer thing?
It's kind of along the lines of
John
yours.
Mayer.
Yeah. Yeah. John Mayer is coming in OC.
I would love to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she was like, "You see that?
Yeah.
It's good for OC." And then I just had this big smile. And she's like, "Yeah, it's your fucking podcast."
Yeah. I think most people are just surprised we're still going.
So. That's the kind of ultimate hack. Like the hack started out as us pranking other people and ourselves, but now it's the ultimate.
Yeah.
Like we're bound by this prison that we have to do it every week.
Yeah, so when someone sees a hack, they're like, "Oh, yeah, fuck, that's still going? Yeah. It's like 3 years in? What?"
Man, someone goes to me the other day, they're like, "Hey, man, are you still doing your podcast?" And I said, "Yeah." And they're like, "How's it going?" And I was like, "How do you think? You just asked if I'm still doing it."
I guess, Kicks, we don't promo it on our personal pages really at all.
Yeah, we should actually do a post going on. Yeah.
Funniest thing.
Oh,
yeah.
I said it last time, I'll say it again. I did it the other day when you asked me, come on.
Yeah.
You go to your Instagram and you just scroll and you're laughing for hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's so much content.
Yeah.
You know, it's so good.
I mean, that's good. I mean, sometimes I feel like we've hit a wall if we're like, we go back to Shrek's dick again or something.
Yeah.
You know, we're like, all right. Send that to your uncle, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, like.
I thought that as well, man.
Yeah.
And then every now and then I get a little, and it's been happening more lately.
Yeah.
I think just a some inspiration.
Oh.
And I'm like, hell yeah, I'm back.
Because we had Melanie Bracewell on last week, and just organically through the course of the podcast, a bunch of ideas for hacks came up.
Yeah.
So I got to go back and listen because I feel like there's some good ones. There was one about the fake name on Facebook.
Oh, that's good.
Like if you've had one for years, just announcing and going, hey guys, just so you know, this is not my real name.
Yeah.
And, just so people go to my fan page or something.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Yeah, man, that's so good.
That's all right.
I was going to say, like, I told you both just before
yeah.
that I'm in some love feelings, super heartbroken.
Oh, you came in hot going, guys, I'm depressed. Let's yeah. do a podcast.
Yeah. That's the vibe. I'm really hoping that you've made some like, look what Dan's done. And I post yeah. that and then that person sees it and they're like, fuck. Like I'm in the shower today, I was like, what if they post like, oh, I'm opening for someone like Chappelle. And then she sees it, she's like, oh, what have I missed? Fuck. This guy.
So you Man. Wanted us to do a hack where you've made some huge career achievement.
Yeah, and I look like a sick cunt. And then then she sees it and she's like, no.
You don't know us at all. Man.
Well, yeah. The one we got for you, man, it's pretty... It's a change, all right, I tell you that.
Yeah. I think if she sees it, she might be like, fuck, is he okay? Like,
I would love it if she could message me if you listen to this.
Yeah,
aww, Dan.
So you're having some relationship turmoil and, you know, like, we're not the type of pod we're going to get to dig deep into that, you know? We don't want to hear about emotions and your fucking
we don't want to hear you're a little wuss.
But this is better because it gets your mind off it.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, man, you've already got a lot of achievements. You run the Duck Fat Comedy Room.
Mm. I started a new gig, by the way.
Started a new gig?
Yeah, at Barton Fink every Wednesday. Me and Lesha run it.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Is that an actual Barton Fink theme pub?
Yeah.
And really? Do they go all out with it, or is it like that?
There's a thing on the wall. The drinks are all named after things. I've never seen the movie.
Dude, one of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Real good.
You want a spot?
Yeah, we'll both do spots. In Mike will wear the costume.
Yeah, I kind of look like Barton Fink. Yeah, just like an average, chewy looking middle-aged man. That's what he looks like.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a guy called Barton Fink.
Well, that's the movies John Turturro plays, Barton Fink. Okay. Yeah, it's a Coen Brothers movie. If you haven't seen it, it's fucking classic. Man. John Goodman screaming for most of the movie.
So good. Yeah. The weird wallpaper.
Oh, Steve Buscemi.
Ah, man, you got to go up there and do a spot mic and just do Barton Fink related jokes.
Yeah.
It's on the 17th if you do that.
But here's the thing. They wouldn't even fucking get it. Like, I don't know what the demographic that hangs out at the Barton Fink bar, but they wouldn't get any of the references. You know?
No, that's the best thing about it.
Yeah.
It would just be me up the back. Just they do going, Barton Fink. This is good.
They do Barton Fink trivia there, I'm pretty sure. And it pops off. That's why I was like, oh, they do trivia. It'll be good for a comedy night.
Yeah.
So you should totally do that.
How much trivia can you have about Barton Fink? Is that enough to warrant a...
I don't know.
A weekly trivia?
I think it's, you know, they probably branch out in other Coen Brothers films, but, you know, it's a deep movie, man. It's all really allegorical deep. And, you know, like, you know, I won't give away if you haven't seen it, but it's as deep as Capper's butthole.
Sam Campbell once gave me shit because he had me as a plant in his show.
Yeah.
One comedy festival. And I just had to be a plant, and I would watch. And at the start, he had the start of Barton Fink. Like played on the screen where the waves are hitting the rocks.
Yeah.
And anyway, he goes, okay, man, how can I fix a show and stuff? And I'm like, oh, I love the Barton Fink thing at the start. Like, it was a good show, but I should have said, oh, a good joke or something before.
Yeah.
And he said it just ruined him that I only talked about, I love the Barton Fink thing at the start.
Yeah,
that was
the one thing you remember. Yeah. That's great.
It was a killer show, though. It was really good.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I'd be happy to come down and do the gig because theme pubs, there's a one, the George's, which is meant to be like Seinfeld theme, but they go in there and there's just like one picture of Jason Alexander as Costanza.
They
like,
ditched that, though.
Did they ditch it altogether?
Yeah. Because like they used to do George's Costanza theme, they weren't making any money, so they're like, let's just do it with famous George's. So now it's just a George named like George Calambaros, George Washington.
Really?
People in the hospitality love George Calambaros.
Oh yeah. We underpay our staff. We've got the Lord here. Who else is George Michael? I guess
George Foreman. Yeah, George Michael.
Get out the George Michael
George
toilet.
Floyd.
Yeah, you get a wristy in the toilet.
Yeah.
George Floyd.
George Floyd. Yeah.
You have a drink called the George Floyd.
Yeah. Oh fuck! There's so many jokes I just thought of that I just
not this early, and we might have some new listeners. Who else is George
Foreman? So you could have a George Foreman grill.
George Foreman grill. Yeah.
George Capagnaros.
George Capagnaros.
was old comedian that plays guitar on stage, I think. Mm. So, you know, you got your entertainment sorted.
You got, what, George the Band? Yeah. The kind of folk band.
Boy George?
Oh, Boy George. Yeah. Boy George.
George of the Jungle?
It was a lot. It was a lot better when we were doing controversial Georges, but I can't think of any more.
No. All right, back to.
I always wanted to do like a sketch where someone's done a movie themed restaurant, but all the meals and stuff are really shit. Not really, really controversial films.
Right. So, like, you know, an Apocalypse Now type deal.
Yeah. Or like Requiem for a Dream ravioli.
Oh.
You know, or
Wait. So, it's just general movies. It's not a specific movie, but you go in and there's like the specials are on a Schindler's list.
Yeah. It's on the Schindler's list
of specials.
Can I get the last King of Scotland beef sausage burger?
I mean, that's pretty good.
And then the kids' meal is named after Kids, the Larry Clark movie.
Oh, nice.
That's a great movie.
Yeah.
I watched that about a month ago. That's amazing.
Yeah, right.
You hadn't seen it before.
I hadn't seen it before. And it's on YouTube for free.
Man, no wonder you're depressed.
Yeah.
See, I put
Kids a good movie. Man.
I've been told not to put kids into the YouTube search bar because that's how they get you.
That's how they get you.
You got to go dark web.
I haven't got Dan yet, so that's all right. Or have they? Yeah, we better tell for first time listeners.
Oh, yeah, first time listeners, no George Floyd jokes because we keep it clean and serene on the Phone Hacks podcast. Hack Lives Matter.
Yeah.
The concept is we all swap phones and a spinning wheel decides whether we go through draft tweets, notes, camera roll, or search history. And then at the end of the podcast, we'll do some hacks, depending what the dice lands on. As discussed last time, Dan was on. We did the Hannah Gadsby support. And with Mel Bracewell last week, my hack didn't eventuate. I was meant to put a clip of my stand-up in an Americans, Expats, in Melbourne group, and it didn't get past the admin because I think I'd swear and say cunt. And it was like the, you know, why Americans hate the C word or something.
Yeah.
It must have been like, this doesn't meet the...
It doesn't meet the criteria.
Yeah.
Damn it.
And it was kind of promo. Maybe they don't like promo in the group.
Yeah. I thought they'd help a fellow yank out.
Help a fellow yank out, dude.
You know, but anyway, what do I have to do?
You did the photo of a hippopotamus, but it was a guy superimposed over the hippopotamus's face.
To
look like his nipples were the hippopotamus's eyes.
Yes. Yeah. I have to text it.
You texted it to someone. I can't remember who.
Oh, yeah. It was a tech that I had 1 year.
Yeah. You can show it to Dan because the photo is, you know, pretty special.
Is that George Floyd?
Anyway, no reply.
And the caption was?
The caption was, "Thought I'd bring a smile to your face, nippopotamus."
And this guy didn't respond. No. Is he fucking dead inside?
Nah.
Who wouldn't like just love that
I would love that. Yeah. Have any of you guys ever got just a message out of the blue and gone, I don't know who this is, but it's pretty funny?
I mean, if you do, maybe I'm so cynical, but my initial thought is always like, what does this person want from
me?
I've got a really good one.
Yeah.
It's probably the best. I'll show you. So I went on this random date with a girl randomly hit me up and said, "Hey, I met you when you were out. I don't think you took my number. I got it off your friend.
Yeah.
Would you like to go out?" Yeah. We ended up going out to a soccer match at Marvel Stadium. And I thought it was just me and her rocked up. It was a whole family. Own a steel manufacturing. They're super rich family.
Right.
And I was like, I just thought I was going to hang out with this hot chick. Yeah. And I ended up like shaking hands with the dad and like the nonna was there. All right.
You just had to say the hot chick.
But
yeah, all right. The hot chick hit me up. Okay, man. This isn't the flex cast, all right?
You know, it builds.
Yeah.
You know, right? This whole thing, I spent like, 4 hours with this family. It was really intense.
Mm.
But I told myself like, because it's like if you make a bad impression with the family, it's like a bad thing, right? Yeah. They're really Italian. Yeah. So I was like trying to make them laugh and it wasn't good. And afterwards, I'm like, how about we go for a drink? So we went for a drink and we hung out and we got to know her and she's the best. She's so cool. I was like really into her, right? And I went home all like loved up.
Yeah.
And I called my cousin. This is like 2 a.m. So I called my cousin. I'm like, oh, I met this girl. And she goes, what does the dad do? I told her, what does the mum do? The mum's a politician from Adelaide. And my cousin works for the Labour Party. So she was like, oh, show me a photo of the mum. So I went onto her Facebook, the girl, went through her friends, found a photo of her mum, zoomed in on the face, print screen, sent it to my cousin. But I accidentally sent it to the girl. So I went on this like magical date with this girl.
Yeah.
And then like went home and at 2 a.m. I just sent her a photo of her mum's face.
Nice. Did she respond?
I was freaking out.
Yeah.
And then like in the morning I woke up and she hadn't replied. So I texted saying, hey, I'm really sorry. I was supposed to send it to my cousin Lucy. She thinks that she may have worked with your mum. I'm not a psycho.
Yeah.
And she took it like a day to reply and then she was like, you're funny.
That's all right.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't hang out again.
A day to reply, then you're funny.
Yeah.
Either she's super busy
or
she's like thinking, yeah, he's a psycho.
Yeah. Well, you should have followed up the photo of the mom with just like, nice. You know, because they say look at a girl's mom if you want to see what she looks like when she's older. True, so true. Like if you approve.
Yeah.
I tried that as a gag once, you know, that if you want to know what your girlfriend looks like when she's older, look at her mom. My girlfriend's going to be super hot for a short period of time and then not hot at all because her mom was in a house fire. And it would just get a fucking groan. Well, never worth it. But I might bring it back for spleen tonight. Yeah.
I remember once I did something like that, man. I was going to meet up with this girl after a wedding, you know. And then my mate texted me and he goes, hey, man, do you want to hang out after the wedding? I was like, you know, you just write back a response like, yeah, sorry, man, I got to meet up with this girl. And then I said something ironic like, you know, I got stuff on the boil or something like big cool dude like me or whatever. Anyway, I sent it to the girl.
Wait.
What'd you say?
Yeah.
I think we still hung out.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we did. Yeah, but I remember having that sick feeling in my stomach for at least an hour or two. And then got the reply back going, ha, ha, ha. Yeah. I was like, obviously this was sarcastic.
Yeah.
And then she was like, yeah, I already knew it. But yeah, it did not seem sarcastic. Like, it seemed like I was some bro fucking texting it from my yacht. Like, yeah, man, I got stuff on the boil.
But I mean, I'm surprised it hasn't come up on here before. But that classic thing, sending a text to the person the text was about. You know, like if you've done that, that feeling in your pit of your stomach is fucking bad. If you can recover from it, great. But I played tennis with this dude. He hadn't played in years, right? And we just fucking destroyed him. And then I went to message a mutual friend.
Yeah.
And I go, just played Cal in tennis. He's fat as fuck. Fucking couldn't even move out there.
Really?
Pathetic. And I sent it to Cal, the guy that I played tennis.
Dude. Are you fucking kidding me?
Dude, and I was like, oh, fuck. and then immediately I was just like, just jokes, man. Like, you know, gotcha. You look fine. You know, like I was just fucking with it, you know?
Oh, that's a piece of
I think he just said lol or something.
Oh, and then, man.
I don't think I've seen him since. But it was I felt awful. But I think I covered it up. I don't know.
That's fucking your just desserts. You fucking.
Why?
That's good. I knew your fat phobia would come back on you someday.
I don't have a phobia at all. I want people to be healthy and have a long, fulfilling life. That's not a phobia. And like, I know
you care about everybody.
I care. I think people, you know, should be active and live a lifestyle that is not sedentary. And so I'm not.
Man, you're fucking digging yourself way too deep here.
Yeah. I'm like fat phobic because it sounds like I'm scared.
This is like the Joe Rogan podcast right now.
Is it?
Yeah. All right, I want people to have a healthy lifestyle. Yeah.
When you're hunting elk.
I heard a crazy story. I'm not going to mention the comedians involved, but apparently there were two comedians and then there was one comedian that was a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
And the other comedian went to text the other one like, how much of a fucking pain in the ass is this guy?
Yeah.
And then sent it to him while all of them were there.
How much of a pain in the ass is this guy? So they were all at a gig?
I think they were at a gig.
Am I involved in this? Because I have a similar story about an act tried to text me while another act was on stage to say that guy's bombing, and he sent it to the act that was on stage. Yeah.
That's funny, yes. Though. That's
I didn't
funny.
Hear this one.
Yeah.
Fuck, that rules.
Yeah. And then I think he was able to backtrack somehow. But imagine, you know, when you're bombing, and then you get off stage, and then you go, oh, I got a text message, and then it just says your name is bombing.
Fuck, that rules.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's so good, man.
I know. So, yeah. I mean, maybe that's a hack. You send a text to a person and then you try and cover it up saying, oh, shit, like that was, you know, just got you.
Now, Melanie Bracewell's hack from last week, yeah. I didn't look at it on Twitter.
No.
I didn't. Did she get a response from Guy Montgomery?
She did. So it was just Guy Montgomery, another Kiwi comic, had posted on Twitter just some promo thing for a show he was doing, Tonight is the Night, screening for Wizard of Oz at the Capitol Cinema, blah, blah, blah. And then Mel Bracewell commented on that, a bunch of Photoshops that Capper had done. One is Guy Montgomery on Fry from Futurama, and it says more like Fry Montgomery.
Yeah.
And then the next one is Guy Montgomery on a fried egg, and it again says Fry Montgomery. And getting very few likes and some traction. And then she posted Montgomery Burns, and it says Guy Montgomery Burns, and it's the Simpsons character, yeah, obviously. And but she, I think, added this. She says, see if you can work this one out, and it's yeah, Guy Montgomery Burns. Yeah, it got, where is the response? So it was getting tons of likes, her posts, yeah, and she said, I feel like I can't go on one more minute without saying this was for the Phone Hacks podcast.
Yeah.
And Guy responds, the pictures are funny, Mel. Don't make excuses. And then someone said, thanks for the clarification. And then someone said, not anymore, Fry Guy.
Fry Guy.
Yeah, so I think he's Fry Guy. And then Guy responded, you fucking roasted my ass. And then he retweeted one of her tweets where she said more like Fry Montgomery, with he captioned it, no, I am Guy Montgomery.
Yeah,
so man, it really sparked some conversation.
I got some controversy going, you know.
Yeah, yeah, dude,
yeah, that was, that's
that,
good,
that was one of our more,
I wonder how much you know, it's time Guy just spent trying to work that out in his head. Why'd he got these this barrage of the dumbest joke ever?
Yeah, just a
that only
promo
I
tweet
found funny.
Yeah. Well, I guess it was fairly innocuous and stuff, but yeah, the fact that it was getting some traction,
yeah,
at all, like anytime she got a notification, someone's like on the Fry Montgomery picture, she's like, it's another person who thinks I'm.
We should get every second guest to just do that to,
yeah,
Guy Montgomery.
Oh, yeah.
Just the next thing, like Try Montgomery.
Oh, God. So it's kind of like doxing him in the worst way.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the lamest fucking way possible. Yeah.
I remember at every family dinner, my uncle used to always say to my brother, he's like, because my brother's quite handsome looking guy.
Really?
He's like, you look like Sean Penn. Because he does look a bit like Sean Penn. And I was like, more like Sean Penis. And then the whole family would always burst out laughing.
Yeah.
And just because it was the dumbest, shittest joke, yeah, it would drive him insane. I could see a bit of his soul leaving his body
for Sean Penis
every time I said, more like Sean Penis. And it worked every time as well.
Yeah. But you'd have to wait for someone to say you look like Sean Penn to him?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. So yeah, you had that in the chamber every time.
Every time. Fuck, more like, yeah, Sean Penis.
Short piece.
Yeah, it's good, man.
Yeah,
so I mean, I think that's it for recaps. I,
yeah,
could try to repost a clip in that group where I'm not swearing, but you know, as everyone knows, I'm real edgy and out there, and
all your stuff's so
like
edgy.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't know if there is a clip of me not swearing, or you know,
what did you do the swearing thing for?
Oh, it was in the American Expat group. It was a
yeah,
stand-up clip, and I think the caption was like, hey, guys, I'm a local comedian, or, you know, I'm an American comedian in Australia.
Yeah,
get around me. You know, yeah, come check me out. I, yeah, need your support or some shit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
that.
Fellow Yankee Doodle.
Fellow Yankee Doodle.
It didn't get approved.
No, it didn't get passed because I, you know, I think they didn't like the C word. And then the whole clip is Americans don't like the C word.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Too edgy.
Too edgy.
I get that a lot. Yeah.
Well,
are you all right, Rosario?
I'm fine.
Yeah.
We're living. I'm in the healing process.
You're soaking it all in, which is good.
I'm just a bit dry Montgomery right now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, really?
Yeah.
Why are you dry? We should have given him a whiskey to start off with.
Yeah. No way, bro.
Yeah, yeah, then he'd get more sad.
I don't react to alcohol well.
Oh, really?
I'm not a drinker at all.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you say. You don't party. I mean, you said it last time we were on here, but you're the party guy, dude. You're the Corey Worthington.
All that.
Melbourne comedy.
I'm a fake Corey Worthington. I'm more like
you're the Pauly Shore of
you're
Australia.
Boring words.
I'm the Pauly Shore. I'll cop that. Pauly Shore.
You're actually sad.
I'm Pauly Shore now.
Yeah.
Not even when he was cool.
Yeah. You're not Biodome Pauly Shore. No. Your current day.
I'm Comedy Store documentary Pauly Shore.
Man, can we talk about this though?
Yeah.
Because you told me why you stopped doing your. Because last time you were blowing up, you were doing this character Fatima, the nightclub, nightclub doofer,
all the party videos,
ethnically ambiguous character,
yeah.
And then why did you stop doing it?
Oh, I got threatened with a knife at a party.
Did you? I don't remember if you told this.
I don't remember me telling you this. I think I might have told you offstage in the car.
You told me offstage. That's what I mean.
Yeah, so I was. So I did a character called Fatima. She's a Lebanese woman, right?
Yeah.
Everyone loves Fatima.
Lebanese, okay. And you're not a Lebanese man.
I'm definitely not a Lebanese man.
Yeah. But you could pass.
Yeah. People always ask me. I'm Indian, whatever.
Yeah.
But the videos, people love that character. People comment. If I post something that's not Fatima related, they'll be like, please do the next Fatima video. I'm like, whatever. And I was at a party at the start of this year. Big party. It was like one of these dudes I know who I got an invite because I do the videos.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like this Chapel Street. Everyone there is like someone who runs a bar or a club or a stripper or you have to like know someone to thingy.
Yeah.
So I went there and it was a lot of people who like knew me and it was like having fun. And this one dude who was a friend of the guys who I know who invited me, he just cornered me and circled me. They're all Moroccan Muslims.
Yeah.
And he pulled a knife and said, well, he grabbed my arm and twisted it. And he said, if you ever post a Fatima video, we'll fucking, he said, stab me in the leg. And I said, like, I think I mentioned, like, why the leg? He's like, we'll kill you. So I kind of, and then I left the party, like, freaked out as fuck. But everyone was lit. So I was telling people, like, tell them to fuck off. And I was like, no. So I was a bit traumatized. For like a week, I was like, I didn't sleep much. I was really freaked out.
So since then, have you posted Fatima
videos? No, I just changed it to Ethnic Girl.
Ethnic Girl.
Ethnic Girl goes worse. To Coles. Ethnic Girls at Coles. Fatima is the daughter of the Prophet Muhammad. But more importantly to him, his mum's name is Fatima. So the dude was like, you're fucking talking shit about my mum. And I was like, bro, like, relax. And I know so many Muslim people who love Fatima. So I think he's isn't it weird, but?
Your mom's Fatima and literally the words Fat Ma are the name. Fuck yeah.
But how weird is
now
that?
Like, I'm going to get attacked.
Like, I just thought it was funny. Like, in the end of the day, the only people to like try and silence me was like the angry, aggressive. Like, you thought you'd get canceled by like some blue haired chick who lives in Fitzroy. But I got canceled by like some buff guy who's like, brr. Like, it's weird.
But
man.
You didn't get canceled. I mean, did it affect anything? Do you get lower hits on the Ethnic Girl than you did?
I just can't post it because I know where I live and everything.
Oh, really?
Partly the reason I moved.
Fuck, man. Yeah.
And I called like mutual friends, like people who know them, and I told them, they're like, oh, fuck, bro, that's bullshit. Let me go talk to them. They call me back like, yeah, bro, just letting you know, you probably should stop. Like, we can't help you.
Fuck.
I talked to like 5 different people. They all said, man, like, honestly. And he's been to jail a few times.
Yeah.
So I was like, look, man.
Man, it's crazy. This is the only plus of performing to the left wing north.
Yeah.
You're not going to get stabbed.
Someone splashes soil at you.
You think you like went into hiding after that. Like,
I freaked out.
Yeah.
I was going to call the cops, but I was like, I don't want to do that.
And also
cops,
it's a bit of a weird case.
He makes a couple of texts.
Yeah.
He goes to jail and then his boys come after me.
Yeah.
Like, you can't really win. It's like I'm in a fucking Denzel Washington movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So what
Salman Rushdie of TikTok.
Yeah. Also, you don't have much of a case, do you? You go to the police and they go, hey, the big man won't let me post my little videos anymore.
He's
going to stab me in the leg.
Yeah.
Like my friend was like, bro, like think about it like this. You want to be a content, whatever, posting videos or whatever. Yeah. He goes, it's in your best interest to keep your body safe. So just drop the character. Just drop the name. Keep the character.
And I
have it. It's been all right. But it definitely, for months, I was like really shaken.
Yeah.
And I was worried to go to areas.
Yeah.
I was like, because I had a gig on like Chapel Street once, and I was like, I'm worried to just go to that area.
Right.
Yeah. And it's just
Duck Fat. I advertise Duck Fat. Everyone knows where it is. What if this cunt rocks up?
You know? Yeah.
So I was deeply disturbed.
You should double down and do a Prophet Muhammad character.
Yeah, maybe I should.
We were talking about, I don't know if I've talked about this too much before on the pod, but we were talking about things that people get offended by from the different groups.
Mm.
Like, I'm going to the Gold Coast next week, and they're like fucking, you can be racist, you can be sexist, you can do whatever you like. Just don't talk about dead sports heroes and the Anzacs.
Yeah.
You know, like that's when they fucking flare up, you know.
if
you did a warny joke on stage, like you could say something about, you could say something very racist or sexist, like from like the 1960s, and they would love it.
Yeah.
And you said, oh, warny, fuck.
Yeah.
Wonder what size coffin he had or something like, you know what I mean, whatever. And then just be like, boo, you'd be chased out of the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
Brocky. Anything. One time I had a story, I had a joke that was, it was a story about Anzac Day in my town.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't even paying out on the Anzacs or anything. But fuck, a couple of times I did country gigs.
Yeah.
And someone would always pipe up.
Really?
Don't you fucking joke about the Anzacs.
Oh, man. Wow. Anything kind of war related or veteran related, you know? Like RSL Club, I did a 9/11 joke and they wanted to fucking kill me.
Where was this?
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was pro terrorists.
Did you take the turban off or were you wearing
it? Well, I left it off. Yeah.
Turban He's stealing cowboy. My bit, bro.
My gold chic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, too. It's like picking and choosing. Yeah.
Man, you could do a Sri Lankan character.
Yeah.
Because it's so funny because you don't look Sri Lankan, but
you
would have to say that every time or have a sign around your neck like, I'm actually half Sri Lankan.
Oh, I've already got an idea for that.
That's
where I'm going to do a show about me transitioning and then also embracing my Sri Lankan side.
Yeah.
And I already got the title Sri Lankan.
Sri Lankan.
Pretty good.
Sri Lankan.
Yeah. You know, but obviously I can't get away with the other thing. So it's just.
You go with curry puff.
Curry puff. That's fucking good. Fuck, you can pitch that too.
See, he's back. He's depressed and he's back.
Finally.
You know, he's back. He's got a little bit of spark in him.
Yeah, man. We live.
All right, well, let's get into the bloody phones.
All right, let's get into the phones.
All right.
Let's phone it in.
So we spin the wheel each time, Rosario.
The one podcast where you...
In case you don't remember, so I'll spin the wheel first. Capper, you'll go through my phone. Eventually, Rosario, you'll go through Capper's. It's not the Oppo anymore. He's upgraded to Galaxy or some shit.
Yeah.
And then
Galaxy.
I'll get yours, Rosario. So let's see what Capper is going through in my phone.
Oh,
it is notes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. But just for me, it could just be notes.
Have you been writing much, Mike? You're on TV at the moment. You're probably writing a lot for the TV show.
Yeah, so that's kind of consumed by that. So the notes in there, I mean, you could bounce around, but it might be shit we've covered, but not a lot of new. I'm doing an open mic tonight to try and churn out some new bits, but not a ton of stand-up ideas.
This one's really good. Okay. It's just got, do you like Mike Goldstein? In parentheses,
do you look like
Mike Goldstein?
Be reading that wrong.
Oh fuck, sorry.
Yeah.
I was that excited I looked at it.
It still sucks. I mean, it's like, I don't think it's really a story or a fucking gag in it. It's some lady came up to me at a cafe and asked me if I look like Mike Goldstein.
Really?
Yeah. And I said yeah, and she goes, yeah, I thought so, and then she walked away.
Random.
Yeah.
That's like celebrity status, bro.
Yeah, but why are you Mike Goldstein? But instead, I must have looked fucked up, or, you know, she was just like, do you kind of look like an Aldi Mike Goldstein?
Man.
So, yeah, do you look? And I just said, yeah, because I do look like Mike Goldstein. And then she accepted that as an answer.
Mike Bronstein.
Exactly.
Look like him. better off. I am him.
No.
It's like a bonus.
If I did that, yeah, I was like, you want a picture? You know, real desperate. Just like, no, I'm good.
It's crazy because when you and I went to get our suits fitted,
yeah,
the girl recognized you,
yeah,
and said, you know, she was like excited. She's like, whoa, is that Mike Goldstein? And it's just so weird to me. And I think another time we're at a pub,
yeah,
and some people recognized you.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's so weird to me because I remember I was friends with Goxie as well.
Yeah.
And then Goxie blew up and every second person recognized him.
Ah, right.
And it's just so weird when you walk around with someone that's not recognized at all.
Yeah, but I mean, mainly I get is that guy from that thing, you know, no one watches fucking network TV now anyway. Yeah. So they're usually going to be like over 45, you know, and it's like middle age.
All the MILFs, bro.
Well, I mean, not the F part, but.
Yeah.
Milts.
Yeah,
Mums,
yeah.
I'd like to talk with.
I always get the worst ones. Remember, man, we were in Brisbane and you and I and Festuca and Brett were walking down Brisbane and this girl, this mum and her daughter both recognised me. Like, oh, Nick Abbott, we're following your stuff. We're here from Tasmania.
Yeah.
Have you got any shows on? And I was like, yeah, I got a show on tonight. And they go, oh, we can't make it.
Yeah.
That's the same thing with me because on the TikTok app, people know you. They see it in the algorithm, but they don't follow you.
Yeah.
So I've got people who come to me, they're like, oh my God, bro, I love you. You're so funny. And I'm like, oh, sick. I'm actually doing a show next week. They're like, good to see you, bro.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man.
Good to see you, man.
Well, Capri, I mean, I hate when I'm doing a gig and someone says, oh, from the 100 with Andy Lee or whatever, because half the time most people are like, what is that? We don't know what that is. Yeah. You know, entertainment's so stratified now. There's some, whatever, network TV's in a death rattle, blah, blah, blah. But Capper brought me on stage the other night by saying, we have a huge celebrity. You might know him from Andy Lee's 20 to 1. And it was funny to, me and the other comics, but it's like people were like, is that a thing? You know, like no one fucking knows. And it's just like they were already disappointed when I got up there.
I remember when you brought me on as Slappy McChuckles at the Comedy Store.
Yeah.
And just not even the comics were like, people just thought you'd lost your mind or something like that.
Yeah, it was just for us.
And I was like, all right. And then after the third time I got no laughs, I'm like, I better just say something to Goldstein. Like,
yeah.
It's hard for me. Well, you're not getting any laughs.
I think that week I brought you up as he won a radio competition and this is his first gig, so be gentle. And then like you come out and people are like, yeah, maybe it's true. Yeah. I think I did the classic, it's his Make-A-Wish, which, you know, if you were bald at the time, it would have sold way better.
Oh, it would have been so good. I used to bring Jeremy Webb on.
Yeah.
He's a real good bloke. I used to, just at open mics, I used to bring him on like, hey, this bloke, he's had a troubled past. He got caught up. He was hanging out around schools too much. But anyway, now he's changed his name. He's moved from a new city, and he's given stand-up comedy a go. So come on.
Yeah.
Everybody loves a guy. You know, everybody deserves a second chance. Give it up for Jeremy Webb.
Oh, man. That's so good.
Yeah.
That was so good. And, you know, the crowd kind of got into that one. They'd be like, oh, he's clearly fucking with him.
Yeah. It can backfire on you, the shitty intro for someone.
Oh,
you know?
Man.
We did Crab Lab once. I don't know if you remember this, but I was hosting and I just hadn't won him over as host, you know? And then I bring Capper on. I go, this guy's actually the janitor here in this building. And, you know, he just wanted to give stand up a crack. And then Capper gets up and he's like, yeah, I'm not a janitor. But imagine if I was, oh, fucking this rich American prick thinks it's funny to shit on blue collar workers. And like, that gets a big laugh. And I was like, oh, fuck. This room of people hates me.
I was really angry about that because I was the janitor.
You were.
I've seen it turn around real bad.
Yeah.
I remember this one comedian who was like, someone brought him on as a joke. It was like, oh, this guy's, you know, I'm not going to lie. I've got a lot of beef with this guy. We've had a really annoying past. He's a bit of a shit cunt and like just brings a really weird energy to the scene and I'm fed up of him. And honestly, like, you're not going to see anything good on stage now. So just he came on and he was like, fuck, all right. And everyone was like, oh, and he did his set. And after his like couple of Facebook statuses about it.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
God, love I love that.
Yeah, instead of him just trying to give you shit back or something, he just like, oh, fuck.
I love a bit of over mic politics.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Four people in the crowd who gives you shit. this is pretty good, man. We all peaked in high school. Woodwork, frog, and hooked up with a teenager.
Yeah. So I might try that tonight. Like, I think I did. Yeah. Because I kind of wrote it for a gag for the show, but it's not going to get up like that. Because it was like, if someone accuses you of peaking in high school, and then you go, well, if you think about it, we all did, right? Yeah. You could make a bong in woodwork shop, whatever. You could dissect a frog. You make out with a teenager, and no one thinks you're weird. You know? Like, so it is. Like, that is the best time of the life. So, And another one I'll run at spleen and probably fucking tank with, but we'll see.
Yeah. Mike and I, we just have to make out with old 30-year-olds.
Oh, no. There's like 10 years younger than us.
Yeah. I don't know what this one's about. What's worse, kill a baby or molest a boy? What if it was Hitler?
Yeah. So any like longtime listener, it would have come up in the past where I think the gag was originally phrased, and it's never got a run on stage or made it out of this podcast in any way, but the original way was I wouldn't kill Hitler as a baby, but I would molest him as a boy, right? Like that was then I was thinking, but is there a way to rephrase it that like is a moral question? When you say, if you say to someone, and this is all fucked up, I know, you know, obviously I'll cut all the shit that we don't want out in the world.
Yeah.
But if you said to someone, what's worse, to kill a baby or molest a boy? What would they say? Like, what would you say?
Fuck.
Kill a baby.
Yeah.
But what if it was Hitler?
Kill a baby?
I don't know. Fuck. kill the baby, I guess.
That's worse?
Yeah.
No.
What if you molested him?
But if you molested him, he might be even a worse Hitler.
What the fuck?
He might be super Hitler.
Yeah.
If you got enough demons.
So you're saying molesting the boy is worse than killing the baby in that scenario?
Yeah, because he could turn more fucked up, like more crazy.
Yeah, so then you've shifted your answer.
Yeah.
Molesting a boy is worse than killing a baby.
If you molest him, if Mike Goldstein molests him, he's going to go after the Jews harder.
Yeah.
So you better kill that baby to save 6 million people.
Fuck. So, what the fuck are we talking about here?
All right, back to George Floyd. Back to the Prophet Muhammad. Yeah, let's get out of these waters.
How much shitty stuff are we going to cover in one podcast? Like, in every other podcast, this is just usually one peak.
Yeah.
Like, we haven't even peaked yet.
Dude.
And we've already covered three of the worst things ever.
Oh, man, the most fuck shit, you know, and then you accuse me of being fatphobic. To me, that was the most egregious thing that's been said because I'm a champion of the fats.
I won't say what you said off mic last week. Okay, so what about going in my phone?
All right, your phone. And just quickly, I think I brought this up on the pod before, but while we're talking about fuck shit, there was a politician in the 70s in America that was like a shoo-in to win a political race. Yeah. Like everyone, he was like, no one, there was one person opposing him, but they were terrible.
Yeah.
And this guy just knew he was going to win the mayoral race or whatever in the South. And they go, what would you have to do to lose this race? And he said, I'd either have to be caught with a dead girl or a live boy, right? And people fucking loved him even more. They were like, that's the funniest shit we've ever heard. They're like, it's true, you know? And he won the race, but he's just like, that one line is like just stuck with people.
That could have backfired hard.
Yeah, imagine someone saying that now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Trump said it'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, be on the
Finally, he would get him out, you know?
All right, spinning the wheel to see what Capper, or no, what Rosario's going through in Capper's phone. Search history.
Search history.
Daddy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let's see what we got here. Probably a bit of boring stuff on there, but, you know.
Okay. Search history.
Hmm.
So you got emails, link trees.
Yeah, he looks up his own shit.
It's all save the date, 70s design.
Oh, a few wedding invitation designs.
Exciting.
Yep.
Oh, you're in that phase.
Yeah, we're looking up the invitations. Yeah.
It's always fun.
Yeah, it's yeah.
Do you like being consulted on these things, or are you just happy for your partner to run with it?
I'm like trying to do the whole thing like, babe, it's whatever you like, but also she's not happy with that. She like wants my and then the one thing that I want is like I want a cool lemon jacket.
Set on the lemon jacket.
Yeah, yeah. And then
you want a piss themed wedding.
Yeah. Piss themed.
I'm just coming past.
I want piss written in gold behind us. And then last night she goes, do you still want the lemon jacket? And I was like, this is the only thing that I've ever specified that I want.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's a lemon suit jacket, obviously.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Then are we saying lemon bow tie and lemon pants? You got to go the whole thing. Or you want a lemon jacket on black pants?
Yeah.
So you look like a fucking highlighter.
Yeah, yeah. And I want like one of those colonel ties, like the colonel.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Killer marriage celebrant?
Oh.
Killer.
Killer.
He wants a marriage celebrant that crushes.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
DJ Finch Peach.
There is comics that do it. It's a side hustle.
Oh, man. When I put on Facebook, I've proposed to my girlfriend. There's just all these people I acted with in shitty short films and shit that were just like, congratulations. Did I mention I'm a celebrant? And even a comic I hadn't seen in like 15 years just jumps out of the woodworks.
Oh.
Hey, brother, I'm a celebrant if you ever need one. You
fuck.
Know? Yeah.
Do you want me to do it?
Yeah, you can do it, mate. Yeah.
I like the way Adele addresses horrible incident.
Yeah. Adele, I don't think I looked into that article. But it was something to do with Adele.
You must have clicked on it.
Yeah.
So what's the
clickbait
headline? Adele in horrible dress?
Oh, one sec. I got to find it.
That's all right.
Adele addresses horrible rescheduled Vegas residency.
Yeah.
You're tame, bro.
Yeah, I know.
It's all florists and celebrants.
Yeah.
Keep going down. Go
way search?
Down.
Can I type in search history?
I guess it's – you're actually –
Can I type in?
I don't know.
Fully involved in the wedding planning. I mean, good for you.
I am trying to. We found a good venue, and I'm trying to help find the caterer.
Yeah.
You know, my partner wanted. What is it?
He's landed on something.
Carrie Bickmore's partner, Chris Walker, accidentally exposes himself on work video call.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I typed in kids.
Yeah.
Well, a comic who works for them or something told me about this.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But the comic, you know, there's just the worst Chinese whispers in comedy.
Yeah.
So the comic told me, like, he was jerking off in front of all of his colleagues.
Yeah.
And he fucking jizzed everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, oh, really? Fuck, this is a huge scandal.
Yeah.
And then I looked on the article and they're like, oh, he just forgot to turn the camera off when he had a shower.
Yeah.
Just walked out nude.
But is that the spin?
Yeah, that might be the spin.
I think that's the spin.
He definitely wasn't jerking off and jizzed everywhere.
Because I've heard some variations of this as well, but it is probably, you know, it's been mutated into shit. So but many. I've heard things like, you know, I was like, what, he got caught jacking off? And they're like, way worse. And I'm like, and then what's worse?
Oh,
dude.
What is worse? He's jacking off and dressed as Hitler or some shit.
Exactly. He's in blackface.
He's jacking off someone else. Oh, now you just look like Disturbed.
Yeah. What is Dan? Human centipede big tits?
Hell yeah.
Human centipede big tits.
Human centipede big tits.
Is that actually in there? Or
you
make that up?
You Googled that?
No, yeah, I did.
Hell yes. All right.
I forget what else. Oh, I was on the little Dum Dum Club podcast, the last one I did of them.
Right.
And I was trying to look up human centipede Lego.
Right.
To see if anyone made the human centipede Lego.
Yeah, that came up too, yeah.
And then I wonder, but I can't remember why I typed in human centipede big tits.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever.
You did.
Yeah, I did, but I forget why. It's on the episode.
Right.
Not to
the big advertise. Tits.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so not just Lego, the human centipede big tits.
Yeah, human centipede big tits, and I don't know why.
I forget the sequence in the centipede. I think it's the dude in the front.
The dude in the front.
And then the two chicks, middle and back.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it for a long time.
Yeah.
And I don't think I even watched all of it. I think I was drunk.
Right.
With a friend and we put it on and then we fell asleep.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Yeah.
I think Becky Lucas used to have that as a crowd work question. She would say, what position would you be in a human centipede?
Oh, yeah. Great. Yeah.
And it, you know, it speaks volumes about people's answers.
Yeah.
You know, like surely it's front. Like who wouldn't say front?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, who boosts me like, oh, I don't like someone's lips being on my asshole. You know what? I'll go back. I like eating shit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And would middle then be the worst?
Oh, middle would be the worst.
Yeah, because you're eating shit and then you're also guilty of shitting in someone's.
Yeah, yeah. You're.
This is actually the gnarliest episode we've done in ages.
You're a double threat.
The double threat.
What do you fucking... what do you got to... Because what, there's three human centipede movies now, isn't there?
Yeah.
Like, what happens when they get to the third one? Do they do it in space or some shit?
Yeah, that one's called Human Centipedophile.
Human Centipedophile.
No, they're going to do a Lego version.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, they did the Lego movie?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Lego
yeah.
Star Wars? They're going to do Lego Human Centipede. Yeah.
Human Centipede in space? I would watch that, you know? Human Centipede Electric Boogaloo.
Oh, yeah. There could be, what, Fast and the Furious 11 is Human Centipede?
Fuck yeah.
You know?
Centipede
okay. HCX.
They got to drive in a car. And it's got three seats. It's like a limousine.
This is a really nice one. This is a nice one. I like you for this.
Okay.
This is on Pornhub.
Yeah.
And it's sensual sex makes her fall in love.
Oh.
They're in love.
Oh.
Wow, that was on Pornhub.
Yeah. And I typed in porn. The only two porn videos came up was this.
Yeah.
And then like loving porn.
So
like,
you're.
Romance. But I'm like, that's nice.
So you're searching through the search.
You go search.
Yeah.
History. You just type in a word.
Yeah, and then see what his previous shit has
come
up.
That's kind of scary because I wonder if my partner's watching porno on my laptop and it's...
And she's looking up sensual sex makes them fall in love.
That's so cute.
That's wishful.
No, another one was real couple sex tape. Oh. Oh, man, this is not what I want to be seeing, bro.
No, but this is not up Capper's alley at all. So this is,
usually I'm
linked
like...
linked up to the shared laptop at home.
Yeah, usually you probably I'm got like bored with
it. It was right next to Human Centipede, so he probably got bored of it halfway through. He was like, I'm going to the real shit.
Yeah. Maybe I did look that up. I wonder why I looked that up.
You get a little soft in your old age.
I do like the realistic ones. I hate the ones where they're like, hey, oh, man cheats on, you know, woman cheats on a husband.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just before the wedding or something like that. And then the best man walks in and he's like, oh, I've always loved you and stuff. And then there's no kissing.
Yeah.
She just jumps straight down and she starts going, It's hard for me to get into that. You know what I mean? That's like, there's got to be some kissing.
You like some sensual sex makes them fall in love.
Yeah, exactly. There's got to be that. Maybe like, you know, at the last 10 minutes of the head job or something like
that. Oh, yeah. Close on the, close on the gag.
Yeah.
You don't open. Yeah. You close with your best gag.
Yeah. All right, got one last one for us, Dan.
I'm trying to find.
We've had enough there. Yeah, like... getting to the tail end of the episode.
Yeah, fuck. That's crazy that was in there.
I'll see.
I wonder if I just looked that up when I was... maybe I was drunk one night or something.
That's nice. Seeing what I'm going through in Rosario's phone.
That's funny.
Oh, this is going to be shit.
It is camera roll.
Oh. Yeah. Right.
And I know you did some vetting before coming
not the camera roll.
No?
Nothing on the camera roll.
Right. All right. So... okay, looks like you screenshot. Did you have COVID recently? It looks like
negative.
You had a negative test.
Okay.
A lot of gigs.
So I work for FPOS, and we have to take photos of when we put a new sticker up. So there's a fuckload of stickers. Skip all past that shit.
There's a ton of stickers of Visa.
After they finish, there's probably like a couple of days where there's no stickers. So the good stuff will be in between those. Heaps of photos. I should delete those photos.
Yeah, damn, whatever, man. You told us that you've got a thing for FPOS stickers. you've got a fetish.
Nothing sticks as good.
Every time you walk past a general pants, you're like, oh.
Well, speaking of old articles, this you have ex-bodyguard accuses Mariah Carey of sexual harassment. And this is an article from November 8, 2017.
Yeah, that bodyguard is gay. I would die to be sexually harassed by Mariah Carey. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Mariah Carey's, I'm obsessed with her, man.
Yeah.
She was an A1 hottie.
But how'd you dig this one up? Like,
oh, I just popped up somewhere and I print screened that. I was going to post on my story. I'm like, I'll probably get cancelled if I post that. So. Yeah. That guy's gay.
Yeah. You got the...
Yeah, yeah.
I assume this is Photoshop. You got The Rock in a Magpies
That's not
jersey.
Photoshop. So when The Rock came to Melbourne in like 2005,
right.
He posed with a Collingwood jersey.
Oh, that's right.
That's the best thing I've ever seen.
Right.
Man,
yeah.
The Rock is so big that he looks small there.
Yeah, that was before he got huge.
Roided out.
Super bodybuilder vibes. He was just like a wrestler still.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
All right, this is good. It says, this pen holder sucks. Instructions... This pen holder sucks. Instructions say 18 and up, but it only holds like 10 pens. And it's a
rubber vagina and ass with shoved pens in it.
Yeah.
And I got that from the Comics Lounge Instagram page.
No,
the Comics Lounge Facebook page.
Did they post that?
I'm pretty sure they did.
And it says underneath, it's that one dude's toothbrush holder. Fuck, that's wild to put on socials.
Man, that is really funny.
Yeah.
I must be getting older because I'm seeing memes like that. I'm like, this is fucking funny.
But yeah, something you would never probably post. This old chef, Huey or something. You got a picture of Huey.
Oh, Huey's Cooking Adventures.
Oh, Ian Hewitton.
Huey's Cooking Adventures.
Yeah.
That's for a TikTok.
Yeah, I've told this story a million times on the podcast, but Dave O'Neill and I did a gig at his restaurant.
Really?
He was not happy to see us.
Why?
He just... did not like us. And it didn't help that Dave O'Neill was just ripping the piss out. He's like, hey, everyone else is on, all the chefs are on TV now. They're all judges. Where are you, Huey? You're running a fucking restaurant in South Melbourne.
Wow. And he got cut?
Huh?
He got cut?
Yeah, oh, he was already cut. His wife was really nice, though. She was really nice to us.
Why
she
was
gave
he
us
so
food.
Upset?
I don't know. He was just cranky.
Dick.
He was cranky.
Did you cop a free meal?
Yeah. I think, yeah, we did.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You have like a claymation cave woman with a dick?
Yeah. It's from a show we used to watch as kids called, I don't want to say the word wrong word, Grogs?
Oh, Grog.
Yeah, Grogs.
Yeah,
Grog. It was a caveman show. We were looking it up the other day, I found that.
Ah.
Right. Man. That was a kid show? It looks like she's got a full-on dick.
No, I think it's a dick. It's probably like something...
Right.
It's just like, oh, look at this kid show.
Yeah.
They got it wrong. They got the wrong side. Yeah.
Remember this kid show?
I don't know. There's so many goddamn FPOS Afterpay.
I only got the job like a week or 2 weeks ago. So why don't you go past it? You should.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Just a couple more. You got Chopper Reed pointing a gun at his head.
Is that your next tattoo you're going to get?
Yeah, I love Chopper Man.
Yeah.
Oh, that movie is amazing. I've never seen it until like last year.
I watched it in the cinema when it came out.
Really?
Yeah, it got re-released in the cinema a few months ago. Oh, fuck, it was so good.
Such a good movie. I've never seen it. It blew my mind.
Oh, yeah.
I thought Chopper was just the comedian.
Yeah.
Because when I was in high school, that comedian was big.
All right. Yeah.
So I didn't know he was an actual dude.
Well, we'll talk about this last one and then we can get into the hacks. It's just like full-on videos of this lady with just giant cans sitting on a bed.
I forgot about those.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So it's
and
like...
she's just shaking them and...
she's really hot.
Yeah. And so you got a couple... there's a few videos of her.
Yeah, you can... I found something where you can download. I've just downloaded two...
straight to the phone?
Straight to the phone.
Oh, so this is just pure fucking wank bank.
Just have a wank. I forgot I had them.
But this, is that what you're into? Because they're so obviously just fake, giant fake. Like, look, they look hard as a rock.
That's part of the appeal, bro.
Really? Okay. Like, that looks... it looks like you could crack a walnut on that shit, right?
I would crack my walnut on them.
Because this is the hardest thing about...
Oh, what's going on now?
That sucks.
Oh, they're putting oil on
that
it.
That sucks.
Man, that is...
that sucks.
That is so funny.
No, he's like putting...
that's,
I mean, you've got access to all the porn in the world and you're just downloading.
That's not
huge
oil.
Cans.
All right, on the count of three, we cut. Please. This is awful.
This is our gnarliest
app. Brutal.
Yeah.
Man, because your gig, I did your gig a week week ago, and I don't know whether there was one night. There was one night at your gig,
man.
Right, where you must have wrote "Big Cans Only" or something on the.
Yeah, on the, yeah. There's a lot of
on the, and I'm up there. I'm a 39-year-old man about to get married, and I'm bloody. I've got to stare at the ceiling.
There's some.
You know, I was just looking at the ceiling and trying to. Because anywhere you look, you're like, oh my god, I feel like a bloody pervert.
It's because I worked at a strip club. So I'm friends with a lot of those strippers who have the giant tits. So when they come to the show,
right?
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a horny camera roll. There's like Rihanna looking all hot. There's
I regret the camera roll so bad.
A lot of screenshots of people's Instagrams and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's the girl I was seeing for a bit.
Right. Yeah, okay. And
have you got photos of her mom as well?
Even 11 from Stranger Things looking
that's
hot.
That's fucked. That's fucked. That's on Snapchat being advertised.
Really?
Yeah, I was like really – that's fucking cooked, man. She's like – how old is she?
I think she's old enough.
Nah, she just turned 18 like this year.
Yeah, it's old enough.
Yeah, that's fucked. Yeah, have you gone
Mike
to,
wants to peek again.
Have you ever gone to Snapchat and looked at the ads on Snapchat?
To be honest, I don't even know Snapchat.
Yeah, I didn't even have Snapchat.
The most cooked things you've ever seen.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Man, right. The only thing I've found out that I still had Snapchat is someone was repeatedly trying to break into it. I kept getting notifications on my Hotmail. Like,
right.
Someone is trying to get into your Snapchat.
Yeah.
Like, did you request this password? Did you request this password? Yeah. I'm like, fucking hell. Someone's trying to hack me.
Fuck, they
someone
want
to trying to do
yeah.
the phone hacks.
Yeah.
Why would they? What? You can't even access anything from your Snapchat, though.
I don't know. I don't think I even knew. I remember it was back when I was, you know, you just. You get a new thing in comedy and you're like, fuck, okay, I better get on this.
Yeah.
I better promote all my gigs on the Snapchat or whatever. Yeah, yeah. So you got like five followers and you know, you even went to school with them in Sydney or some shit.
Like, doing a gig tonight, come down. Just one person sees it.
Yeah.
Just one more thing in the phone. It's not just hot chicks. There's also hot, you know, swarthy men in there.
Oh, that's a funny story.
Is it?
Yeah.
So this guy messaged me, like, he goes,
this actual dude.
No. So this random guy messaged me, goes, right. Hey, bro, like, we want you to fight. We run amateur boxing matches.
All right.
And I was like, oh, cool. And he goes, we want influencers to fight influencers. We organize it. You get a free 8-week training camp.
Yeah.
We want to fight someone. And I was like, 100%. Like, lock it. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, I'll fight someone. Like, one of the other comedians will be funny, you know?
Yeah.
And he goes, we've already got someone we want you to fight. He sent me that guy. And you look at his he's jacked. And I was like, I'm not fighting him. Like, he's winning. And he goes, all good. He's never had a boxing match.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I've never like run up a flight of stairs.
Yeah.
You want me to fight him?
You thought you were going to fight like Frenchie or something.
Yeah, I literally told him, I'll fight Frenchie. I literally told him.
And man, I would not fight Frenchie. You could tell he's got some mongrel in him.
Yeah, he looks like he'll bite your face.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah, he's got some real mongrel about him.
But they try to find me someone to fight as an amateur boxer. I've never had a boxing match. I'm really unfit too.
Yeah.
So I'd probably get my ass kicked.
What the fuck? Mm. I mean, so what? It's not happening though. There's no influencer fight.
It's happening. They're looking for someone right now. I told them my weight and my height. Mm. They're like, oh, technically we have to find someone with those specs. Because you can't fight like a guy who's taller or shorter than you because it's like unfair.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
But
okay.
Full, dude, it's at the Melbourne Pavilion. It's like a big thing.
Wow, and that's
they have
cool,
like
man.
Three guys on. You guys should do it. You should fight each other.
Oh, yeah. You want to fight?
Yeah, maybe.
It's finally, that'll be the final.
Yeah, that'll be the final thing.
Phone hacks.
Yeah. It'll be pretty evenly matched.
Yeah.
Because you're fitter than me.
Yeah.
But then I've got
you got
like,
country strong.
Yeah, 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 yeah. If I got a good one on you, you'd probably, yeah. It probably wouldn't
well,
be
I'm
good.
Well, I'm top heavy as well. Like I got chicken legs. So if you landed one, I go flying.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I was really worried.
But you'd be like King Hippo. I just hit you in the guts and you just wobble around for a bit.
King Hippo.
It's a fucking old school reference if anyone gets
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I don't even know what that
Mike
is.
Mike Tyson's Punch Out? No.
Yeah. Fuck, that's funny. Yeah.
Anyways, let's get to the hacks.
Yeah, all right.
Pointy end of the episode. All roll the dice, see what I'm doing this week. It is a two. Well, that is a DM. And Capper, you had a DM in mind if you want to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. I was wondering, man, if you could look up this on your Instagram, please.
Yeah. Who do you got?
So it's called, if you search VTA.
VTA?
Tennis.
Yep. Oh, dude, I play at their clubs all the time.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, God. And there's messages in the past.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just wondering if you could write this, okay?
Yeah.
Hey, it's me, Mike Goldstein from the TV show The 100.
Yeah.
Just wonder. I play on your courts all the time. Just wondering if you wanted to do a collab in exchange for some free games at your courts.
Fucking hell.
It's funny because the last message is probably like, see you next week, Mike.
Yeah. Well, the last message is, yeah, there's not, they'd be on Facebook where it's like, I kept messaging him being like, hey, can we, during lockdown, I was like, can we please come play at your club? You know, like, so like,
really?
Yeah, yeah. I was like, when is it open? You know, just open up, let us play tennis. And they had no say in it.
Yeah.
You know, but I was just like so bored. I'm like, maybe if I send a message, they'll be like, oh, you can come.
Yeah.
Did they reply?
Yeah. They were like, look, you know, we'll open when we can. It was all, you know, what I expected. But
yeah.
And then it's been shit in the past. Like, hey, I got to cancel, you know, my booking. Can I get, it's just all admin bullshit.
Yeah.
So on Insta, though, there's no messages, but I will say, hey, it's me, Mike Goldstein from TV's The 100. I play at your clubs all the time. Would you be interested in a collab?
Yeah.
Play at your clubs.
That's funny.
All the time.
Because I've played at that Powlett Street one and it's great.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, the East Melbourne one's killer.
Do you have a lot of Instagram followers, Mike?
Oh, 5.5 or something.
That's good.
Yeah. Would you be interested in a collab in exchange for what? A collab for...
In exchange for some free games at your court.
In exchange for some free
court
hire?
If it works, that's amazing.
For some free... Court hire, I'll say.
Yeah, court hire, yeah.
All right. And then what? Keep on swinging?
Yeah. Until then, keep on serving or something like that.
Yeah. Serve it up.
Serve it up.
Oh, God, I hate this. And they know me at these because there's the other ones at Faulkner Park. And, like, yeah, I'm there once or twice a week. So. All right, there it is.
Oh, that's so good.
Oh, man.
Done.
Yes.
Serve it up.
That's very funny.
And serve it up. I nearly gave up because I looked up Powlett Street and I'm like, fuck, they don't have an Instagram account.
Yeah.
And then I pressed search and then it came up as a place and I clicked on the place. And, man, speaking of influencers, there's just heaps of chicks there with, like, their butts out and stuff.
Yeah.
If you look up the Instagram.
Really?
Just like, hey, at the tennis. You know, just they must just go there and just hire it out for an hour and just get their boyfriend to take a photo.
Yeah.
You know, anyway. Yeah.
Okay, we'll see what they respond. But like, serve it up.
Serve it
up. Serve it up.
It's like I'm like fucking commanding them to do it. Serve it up.
Serve it up.
Fuck me.
Fuck. All right, roll the dice, Cap. Let's see what you have to do. Two.
Two as well. Oh.
All right. So another DM. And interestingly enough, I had a collab suggestion planned for you.
Oh, what's this?
So there's a page that like has a shit ton of followers, and I wouldn't be surprised if you follow them already. It's called What's On Melbourne.
Oh, they.
Yeah. So if you put in what's on Melb.
Hi, what's on Melb? Yep, got it.
And then you DM them, and then we can workshop this one, Rosario, but I think he goes, hey guys, I'm a local comedian that's been crushing it lately. Would you want to do a collab? I'm kind of a Melbourne legend or something. What do you reckon? Like, what would he say? I'm kind of a
might not know me, but in the comedy scene, I'm a pretty big deal.
Yeah, I'm a pretty big deal. In terms of Melbourne comedians, I'm considered one of the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then in brackets, right, ignored by the mainstream media.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See, what I hate about that one is it's true. all right, so hi guys, I'm a local comedian that's yeah. been crushing it lately. Would love to do a collab.
Yeah. Would love to do a collab. Something Melbourne, like, because it's what's on Melbourne. Like, I'm very well known in Melbourne. I'm very well known in Melbourne, but still ignored by the mainstream media.
Yeah.
But let's take your page to the next level. Yeah. yeah, they have like 300,000 followers.
Yeah, they'd say something like, I'm ready for this journey if you are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fuck yes.
Oh, God.
Right. So, yeah, get that one out there. Rosario.
Let's do it. Roll the
dice. No, you, we got pre-planned shit for you.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
What are we doing?
So, I guess you would post this on Insta. I know, like, TikTok's kind of your
platform.
Nah,
my Instagram is the platform.
Is it?
Yeah, Instagram's the
platform. All right. So, this one is long. It's that thing where people write out something in their notes and then do a screenshot of it and then post it as the photo. So bear with me while I read through it, but obviously your reaction as I'm going through it, it'll be interesting. It is a screenshot of the notes and you say, "So I've decided to quit social media. It was a tough choice to totally pull the plug. Actually, it was a lot tougher than I thought it would be. But after days, months, and years of wrestling to find a productive and healthy place for social media in my life, I decided to throw in the towel and leave it all together. I'm sure the struggle is all too familiar for many. The late night scrolling through endless streams of inconsequential content. Work breaks stolen by going over my likes and comments as I grasp aimlessly at digital significance. the journey towards my unplug was founded upon two major pillars of how I see life of a follower of Jesus: spiritual maturity, growth, and meaningful Christ-centered community. When it comes to community, Jesus made it simple about key relationships: love, God, and others.
That is brutal, cunt. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
But wait, I post this, and how long do I wait till I'm like, it was a hack?
I don't know. Whatever you want.
That is
You could do it within
crazy.
An hour. You could do it fucking the next day. You could just leave it up for 20 minutes, see what kind of traction you get.
That is crazy. Some shit comedian will be like, this is a phone hack.
Yeah.
I hate that about the comics. They all rage out.
Yeah.
But my followers will believe that. That's the saddest thing.
But the thing is, like, you're saying you're going to quit and then it's fucking hilarious. And then the Jesus pivot at the end is fucking amazing.
That's really good.
Because, man, when you sent me that, what do you reckon of this? And laugh. I reckon maybe we should put that, but then have the next picture as like a crucifix or something.
I'm down. No, I've got so many religious followers too that I'm going to get cut. But I'm down.
Yeah.
No, put it as Jesus and like Photoshop someone's face on the head, like me or something.
No, you don't want it. You don't want it to be funny. You don't want it to look like a joke. So you got to find a good crucifix.
And then I guess the caption then is just like, been thinking about this for a while. And then we can find we'll find the photo to put with it. But then just see how it's received.
I reckon just this one, like just the cross like that.
Yeah,
that's
like
good. That's
the wooden
that's
cross.
Really,
you know.
Can you send me?
I sent it to you.
The print screen thing.
Yeah,
you did.
Yeah. So I just sent it to you.
So
Facebook.
I just post it now.
Yeah.
And
I'll send you the crisp.
Fuck. This is gonna suck. I've also got a video I'm gonna post later.
Yeah.
So yeah, send me that photo.
Fuck
it. He's a savage this time. Last time was like, I'm cool.
Cameron messaged me last night and he's like, man, Rosario wants us to go hard on him tomorrow. And I'm like, all right, well, I'll plan something.
This is brutal.
Man, because I thought of this other one. I was like, because I thought of one. It's just like, hey, Moroccan guys at that party.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go.
And then sign up for Fatima. Yeah.
If you want to fight the hardest gun.
That would not end well, bro.
But he does it as the Fatima character.
Hey, you dogs.
Oh, that's great,
man.
Oh,
this sucks.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, this is
You told us to go hard.
Yeah.
You told us.
So I've decided to quit social media.
Yeah. Oh. It's long. It's long. And then the Jesus pivot.
And that.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Fuck.
And you know what? I Googled. All I did was Google quitting social media to find Jesus. And then like all these articles came up. And then I just like cut and paste like a couple paragraphs.
This is savage. You know what's fucked? You guys actually you got me in such a good state last time.
Yeah.
It was so fun. And I looked good with the hand again. In my head, I was like, it's going to be the same.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a, this is a bad thing.
Yeah, this is, I mean, it'll be, people will caption? Realize I've been thinking about this for a while. Or, yeah, like,
been thinking.
In your voice, whatever you would say. Like,
for a while.
Yeah.
And then I'll do the little magic emoji.
Yeah. And then the thing is, when you keep posting, even if people don't see you reveal it as phone hacks, like, it's clear you've never quit, you know? But people will see it and they'll be like, did you quit social media? What the fuck?
I'm going to do a proper post.
Yeah.
I like it also because...
This has to be up for 3 hours.
Sure.
Because at 7, I need to post the TikTok.
Yeah.
But fuck.
And then feel free to delete anyone that or their comment if anyone goes off phone hacks or some shit. But, you know, see how it goes. Rosario, anything to plug?
Yeah, so I'm doing a Duck Fat event. Two shows at 161. We got a 23rd and the 24th of August.
Yeah.
So it's a Tuesday and a Wednesday. Come to the show.
Great room.
Good time.
A lot of fun.
Boys have both done it.
Yeah.
And last time you had a bloody, you had an after party upstairs.
We have after party
so
every
if you
time,
like, if you like to dance on afterwards, have a little rave.
If you like comedy and ketamine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, is it up? It's got ads.
Would
up.
Not recommend it's it long. To anyone. He looks so fucked.
That is fucked. Can I just say this? You're both cocksuckers.
It's like rare we get someone saying, like, go hard on me. And we're like, all right.
Fuck yeah, but go hard means go off. Like, yeah, man, sick. It doesn't mean go hard on me. It's like, go hard. It's like, hey, bro, do you want this drink? Yeah, go hard. Oh, that's shit. What it means.
All right. I didn't know that.
You're like, go hard. Let's make him a God boy.
Yeah, yeah. And at the start of the episode, you're like, oh, yeah. Yeah, you guys got me good last time with the Hannah Gadsby thing. I hope this is something that'll make my ex-girlfriend change my mind about
me. I thought she'd sit and be like, wow, look at him go.
But maybe she thinks this is a cry for help, but she's like, hey, you know.
You know what?
Yeah.
This is why I'm a really fucked up individual, because there is a part of me that, like, so many people are going to message me about this and ask if I'm okay. And it's kind of helpful because I'm like, look, I'm not quitting social media, but I actually would love to chat.
Well, the good thing about the Jesus pivot, it's not like, oh, I'm leaving social media because I'm, you know, depressed or I need help. It's like, no, it's because I'm Jesus is my...
Yeah.
But,
no, you know.
He's a really cooked it for me.
Yeah.
I hope you know that.
Dude, thanks so much for doing it. So yeah, Duck Fat, get
duck
around
fat,
that.
Get around that. And what, the Barton Fink one, what's that one called?
Come to that. It's a
Fart and Fink.
Fart and Fink. That's called hot spots. Yeah. It's me and Alessio. We just run a little gig.
Like, oh, great. Yeah. Alessio's cool. Oh.
Immediately I'd get a text from comedian Nick Cody saying, Dan Rosario in studio today.
Should I put on my story?
Yeah, I mean, see how the grid goes.
Whatever you like.
Capper, you're touring around. You're doing a ton of gigs, Gold Coast. We're in Perth at the same time, end of August, early September. Anything else to plug?
No.
Okay. Well, you've missed your window.
I do. Yeah. No. Yeah. I'm doing. I'm going to Gold Coast. This way. I'm on the 20th. I'm doing a show on the Gold Coast, a solo show. So if you're in Gold Coast,
yeah,
it's the first solo show I've ever done on the Gold Coast.
Right.
So come and see it.
The 20th of August.
Yeah, 20th of August. It's at the House of the Arts.
Yeah.
You can look at the Base Comedy website. If you're a Phone Hacks fan, fucking send me a message. You know, I might be able to get you 2-for-1 or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I can't promise that, but
yeah,
send me a message. I just want as many people as there as possible.
Sweet.
That'll be a good show. Doing shows with Brett Blake for the Good Chat Comedy Festival in September. And then Brett Blake and I are going to Tasmania. Also doing Perth on the 26th, 27th of August.
Yeah.
So yeah, doing those as well.
Sweet. And then season 3 of The 100 with Andy Lee kicks off on Channel 9 Tuesday nights at 8:45. You don't have to watch it. Just put it on in the background and then, you know, watch something else.
I'm so sorry, Mike. I have to apologize.
Why?
Usually when you have a new season,
yeah,
I'm like, hey, get around Mike. mm-hmm. you know, post it in the group yeah. and get around it. Yeah. Make sure you do. I haven't done that.
Don't worry
so
about
if
it.
Any if one of you guys could do it, that'd be great.
yeah. At this point, I mean, the first two seasons kind of exciting, but you know, mm. we're in the third season. It's unnecessary at this point, but yep. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, stream it on Nine Now and leave some nice comments and yeah, that's it.
See you later.
All right. Thanks. Thanks.
See you guys. See
yeah. he looks so ruined.
yeah. All right. See ya. Bye.